This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our tech ambassador, Tyrell Dennison, who is the Chief Technology Officer for Grand Slam Performance Associates. Ty, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
This is the time of the year when many people flock to Austin, Texas for the mega festival that's called South by Southwest. Started as a music festival, there are different components, including a very viable technological component.
Yeah, it's South by Southwest is an entity into itself. This is a time of year when the HR departments at technology companies all over the world get all kinds of crazy submissions by people like myself who are trying to justify a trip to South by Southwest as a business development trip. There is some great business development opportunities, but everybody knows it's just one big crazy fun party as well. So
this part that's called South by Southwest Interactive, that's the one that is really attracts the technology aficionados, right?
That's right, yeah. South by Southwest Interactive is where people come to kind of demo things, show off what they're working on, a lot of stuff that happens in the social side of things. So, for example, in 2007, South by Southwest Interactive was going on, and a little-known company called Twitter caught fire in the tech sphere there, and everybody all of a sudden started using Twitter at South by Southwest, and they caught this huge bump, and then it blew up, and now there's Twitter. And then the next year, Foursquare did the same thing. They showed up and introduced the world to check-in-based apps, and there's a real big ability for apps to go very viral very quickly at South by Southwest, and a lot of companies kind of thrive on that. There's one this year that everyone's looking into called Secret, and that was kind of the one that stood out to the front. That doesn't mean they're going to be successful. It doesn't mean their success at South by Southwest will translate afterwards.
But it does have the buzz at South by Southwest.
Absolutely. And what Secret does is allows you to post. It's kind of like a completely anonymous Twitter.
Okay.
So that you can post whatever you want in small increments. And they have their own page. If you go to, I believe it's secret.com/SXSW, if you just search Secret SXSW, you'll end up at it. And it was their own feed of Secret posts that were produced at South by Southwest. And so you could watch people anonymously comment on South by Southwest through that channel.
I have two thoughts.
Yes.
A, I thought nothing was anonymous when it went into the ether.
They say anonymous-ish.
Okay.
They call it anonymous-ish, actually.
Anonymous, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And B, I've seen what some people put on Twitter when they know they're being identified. Do we need something where someone can post things and it not be traced to them?
Yeah, I looked at it. It's, to keep with the ish, it's NSFW-ish.
Okay.
There wasn't anything just vulgar.
Okay.
But just people say some things that you're just like, oh, I can see why you said that when you don't think anyone knows who you are and not with your name attached to it.
What can you explain to me in terms I can understand what technologically allows it to be anonymous as opposed to Twitter?
They just don't post the name information of the content creator.
Okay.
In the display of the content.
Okay.
So they'll need basic information from you when they create your account, so that in that sense there's information at the back of your account.
Right.
However,
they never
display that information to the public.
Gotcha.
That's where the ish comes in.
Okay. Secret.
Secrets. But there are all kinds of other companies too that kind of have their debut.
So much like bands in the early days of South by Southwest, labels would send bands to hopefully break them.
Yep.
Startups now go to Southwest and hope to get broken and emerge as a full-fledged.
Precisely. And so if you're a service, you go to South by Southwest. If you're a hardware company, you would go to CES.
Over in Las Vegas.
In Vegas.
Right.
So CES is for hardware. South by Southwest is for services and startups in that arena. So there were always quite a few of them.
So where one needs really investment, another needs excitement.
Correct.
Okay.
Need buzz, needs interaction,
right.
Need clients. And so you get this whole crop of people who are ready to be known and interacted with to the world. And so they want that user base. To hit on some of those, VentureBeat did a really good job, VentureBeat.com, of putting together some startups that stuck out to them that had some real value. So just kind of looking at what they were able to provide, there's an interesting service called CrateJoy. So and what they allow is for a monthly subscription service. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows the Dollar Shave Club.
Yes.
Or yes. Things like that. If you have an idea and you're just dying to get it out there, CrateJoy is a startup that will allow you to do that. You've got a product that you want to be able to provide at a monthly rate, or you've got this fun idea, like you could put these things together into this fun package and you think people will pay for that on a recurring basis, you can use CrateJoy to manage that whole process for you, so you don't have to come up with the technology of how to do that. All you have to do is put your product together, put a sticker on it, and get people to buy it.
You mentioned the Dollar Shave Club. People buy razors and shaving apparatus through them, through the mail, never buying them at a brick and mortar again.
Exactly.
It's a subscription service.
Precisely. And you pay a specific amount a month and they just send you what your plan has in it. Another really interesting one is Local Plant Source, and they do exactly what their name is. they show you where to get local plants in your area. So specific plants that you want to get, they show you all the places that have those plants.
So if I want elephant ears for my front yard, I would go to this, type in elephant ears,
and they will show you
within a mile radius of where I'm willing to drive.
They will show you where to get elephant ears locally.
Huh.
So that's super practical, but it's also something that a lot of people will use. There's a lot for landscapers when one of their providers runs out. You know, a lot of times they're pretty well connected, but sometimes they're in a pinch. They don't know where to go. They can go to local plant source.
I see that ABC Nursery still has some of this.
Right, so I go to there. Precisely. Gotcha. Another cool thing that's going on, everybody's got loyalty cards these days. Everyone, you know, you come and you get rewards, or you come
if
and you get that.
If I bought 10 sandwiches, the 11th is free.
Precisely.
That's okay.
Yes, but then you've got to carry a card or a key fob or a little tag or all these really cumbersome things because everybody's got different ones. There's a company called Mahana that's working on a technology that uses Apple's iBeacon, mm-hmm. which basically is a RFID reading system. And it tracks you when you come in and based on your phone says, oh, Jim's here. Jim's got these many reward points. Jim does this. Jim, and it tracks your purchases. It tracks your interactions while you're in that store.
So never again will I be halfway away from that store going, oh, I forgot to get my card out and get it stamped.
Precisely.
It'll automatically.
Or you won't be at the register saying, and they go, do you have a rewards card? I do, but I don't have it with me. Can I get your phone number?
Well, it might
sure,
be my
phone
cell,
number.
It might be my
right,
wife's
precisely.
Cell, yes.
And so that hassle is gone with Mahana. As long as you, Mahana, as long as you're comfortable with them just
sure.
grabbing that information while you're in there.
Sure.
So
that one makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Everything starts a little different when it first comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what eventually makes it so unique and gives it traction. So Weeva is another company, and what they're doing is providing the ability for you to create an online place, a story of your family. So mm-hmm. uploading photos, uploading stories, uploading all these things online, and then after you've kind of created the story of your family, you then have the ability to go in and create books that represent all or part of it.
Okay.
So say you've got somebody in your family who's a big historian. They've spent hours, days, weeks on Ancestry.com.
Right.
And they've tracked all of this stuff down. Every family, I think, has got at least one
yes.
of those people.
Yes.
That person, you just send them, I believe, to Weeva.com, if not just Google Weeva, Weeva. And say, go put all that information online so I can go grab it later, or we can print out a book for grandpa or grandma.
Gotcha.
And they can have a visual.
A physical book.
That
you can create about your family's history.
Precisely.
Oh, nice. There's a cost to join Weeva?
Yeah. To get your information up, not that I'm aware of, but the books range anywhere from $30 to
$200. Okay. Not bad.
So most of the time with services like that, there's not too much of a fee up front because they know you're going to want to turn around and get a book, and that's where they get their money. So they gladly let you put your content in their system, knowing that when you want to get it out in a different way, that's when you'll pay.
Okay.
And a lot of these companies are in early stages, so you might see them do a pivot where first they don't charge and they do, or first they charge and then they don't.
Sure.
So this is this information I've grabbed is real basic overviews. So please deep dive in with anything you're interested in. And you can get all that information for sure.
Tyrell Dennison is our tech ambassador. He's also the chief technology officer for Grand Slam Performance Associates. Thanks, Ty.
You bet.